me give you the definition really quick, or at least one definition. I'll give you a couple today. Family is a fundamental social group in society, typically consisting of one or two parents and their children. It's a group in society that typically consists of one to two parents and their children. And then if you add on to that definition, then of course, then that contains, that group begins to expand and contain all those that are connected to us by that same reason. Okay? And today, as we're here in this building, there's a lot of many different families, many different types of family makeups, many different personalities in families, and you know, some small families, some large, some old families that have just been around forever, and then some new families. Some of you have just started, you know, a new family and you know, started on that journey. Families that get along great, and then families not so much. It's just life. Things just happen. Happy families, sad families, outgoing families, inverted families, hugging families, families that don't come within 5 feet of each other. Amen. It was unique for my wife, and when she became a part of our family, and my family, if you know my family, if you're around my family, they're going to hug you. They're going to kiss you. It's just that way. You do not enter our homes, especially my grandparents' home, without knowing and feeling that affection. And Lacey's was just a little bit different than that. And I remember the culture shock when she first started being around my family, you know, and now it's all she knows, you know, and you know, hers wasn't so much. They showed love in different ways and great love and all that stuff. It was just different. And so now it's just kind of the way that we are, as she gets to hug on my grandson. And you know, that's just who we are. And maybe your family is like that, and maybe not so much. Families where the husband leads, which, by the way, here's a little side note, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. That's in the Bible, by the way. That's not some man, male thing. Okay? Men, okay. But there are families where the wife leads, and there are even families where the kids lead. That's not a good thing. Now, kids think that's a good thing, but parents, that's not a good thing. Okay? If that's kind of what's going on, come see me after service, and we'll kind of change some things just a little bit there. Okay? Husbands that take care of the finances, wives that do it. She cooks, he cooks, they both cook. Some where the husband does the dishes and the wife does the laundry and vice versa. Or this one cleans the toilets and this one sweeps or vacuums the floor. You know, all of that stuff. One has a temper. The other never gets mad. One likes to go out, the other stay home. Outdoors, indoors, Mexican food, steak and potatoes, KTTS, or US 97. There are all different sorts and kinds of personalities in our families, and definitely the families that are here today. Families are different. They have a different makeup, and that's because they're full of different personalities. Every family has that one aunt or uncle, that one brother or sister, that one parent, that one child, that no matter how hard you try, you're like hugging them in public, and in your mind you're like, man, I wish this would hurry up and get over. And you know what I'm talking about, so don't even go there, okay? That's a part of our family. Family is what it is. Sometimes great, sometimes dysfunctional. Sometimes family is just what it is. But it's still family, and regardless of how you look at it, it is not family unless you're a part of it. I want you to grab that today before we switch gears and go into this whole talk about church family. Family is a blessing. And I know I know some of you maybe sit out there and go, man, my family's not. It's tough. You know what? And if that's the case, I'm not saying that that's not real or right, but I would challenge you today, as long of a journey as it may be, I challenge you today to begin investing back into it. You may not be able to control what somebody else in your family does, but you can control what you do. You can control what you put into it, and you can control what you take out of it. Family's important. If there are fences that need to be mended, then you take the initiative. You say, well, Pastor Ron, it's tough. That's hard, man. You don't know. No, maybe I don't. But I'm telling you, family is one of the greatest gifts that we have ever been given by God. And it is at least worth the effort. And although you can't control what someone else does, you can do your part in investing in your family. As we continue on today and we look at a few things when we kind of switch gears to the church family, let me give you a different definition of family. Two or more people who share goals and values and have long-term commitments to one another. Now that sounds like a church family. Let's read that again. Two or more people who share goals and values and have long-term commitments to one another. Now that's church. I mean, think about it. That whole thing. All of us together here today, we share goals and values. You know, we share the goal of reaching people for Jesus and investing Jesus in this community, of worshiping Him together, all of this stuff. We share all of that stuff together, okay? And the values of what this Bible says and what the Word of God says to us, you know, we share this, and it's long term, okay? It's long term. And church is family. Many times with some of the same personalities as say a biological family. There are those who lead and those who follow. There are those who dominate, and then there are those who are quiet. Some are pushy. Too much hugging, sometimes never enough. Doers and goers, stayers and prayers. Loud, quiet, distorted guitars, quiet pianos, new, old hymns and Hillsong. It's all part of the church. Too cold, too hot. Chairs too hard, chairs too soft. Family. There are days you can't wait to get here and days you can't wait to get home. Days when we enjoy each other and days not so much. Family. It's church. It's church, just being real. But regardless, the family is not a complete family without you. You matter. You matter. And I'll show you that today as we kind of go through this journey. You know, and being part of this family means being an active part of God's family. Let's go to the Word of God just really quickly and throw up Ephesians 2, 19 through 21. It says this, So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. And just stay, let's go, well, you just think about this before I read verse 20, and you know, you accept Christ, you know, you know, this whole, of course, back then he was talking to the Gentiles, because back then, it was just a Jew thing, and you know, the Jewish people were the only ones who could have this relationship, but then, you know, once Christ was crucified, you know, then that veil was ripped and torn in half, and this love of Christ was then available to all the world. It didn't matter where you came from or who you were or all this stuff. And when you love Jesus and when you accept Him into your life, then you become a part of God's family. Now let's go on to verse 20. We are His house built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. He is what this is all about. This whole family thing, He's the head. He is the leader. The Bible says that Christ is the head of the church. Okay? It's Him. Okay, so He's the leader of this whole thing, but it's a family thing. We go on to verse 21. We who believe are carefully joined together, becoming a holy temple for the Lord, or becoming this group of believers that come together for the whole sake of following Christ and growing and sharing this message. We become followers of Christ and become part of God's family, you know, at that moment. And this is God's design. Family is God's design. This is not just some makeup that somebody just thought one day. It is God's design. It started in the beginning. When God created Adam, He saw that it wasn't good that he was alone, and so that he needed a partner. So therefore, He creates Eve. And then from that union, then there are children, and it just continues. And you can read about family after family after family in God's Word, and it is His design, His purpose, and you matter to His family. You matter to this family. And today I want to focus on what it means to be an active part of this family, and I stress the word active. Everybody say active. Go to Luke 8, and let's check out a few verses, and this is Jesus, okay? We're going through here, and Jesus' mother and brothers came to see Him, but they were not able to get near Him because of the crowd. Next verse, someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside waiting to see you. And what they're saying is your family, okay, Jesus had a family. Okay, he had a family just like we had a family. Okay, he came into it a little bit differently than what we come into it, but he still had a family. And so they're saying, your family are you know, they're out there waiting for you and they want to see you. And then here's Jesus' reply. My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and, everybody say and, put it into practice. My family, now check that. This is Jesus. Jesus says, my family are those who hear God's word and it's not an or. It's not an either kind of a situation. It's hearing God's word and putting it into practice. Jesus says, tell them my family is not just by birth, but new birth. Not just by blood, but my blood. And tell them that if they think their family to act like family and do their part in this thing. Now, that's a bold statement, but that's really what Jesus is saying. And that's really what he says to us every day. That becomes a part of this commitment. And get this, you matter in his family, you matter in this family. And for some of you today, you're going to get this for the very first time. This is going to be something that just kind of goes, oh, I see this. And some of you today, you'll be reminded and encouraged because you're an active part. And, you know, you're going to be reminded of this and encouraged by this. And still some of you today will be convicted because although you're a part of the family, you're not being an active part of the family as Jesus is calling you to be. Here's a little disclaimer for the next 10 minutes. I'm going to be very challenging, I'm going to be very real, and I'm going to be very bold. This is not something that comes from me. I believe that this is something that comes from God and his word. And so love me now and love me when I'm finished because I promise you I'm speaking it out of love. Amen? Because I want to be an active part. And you know what? Being an active part, and let me just speak for me. Part of what I do on Sunday mornings is being an active part. But this is just a small part. It's not just about preaching every Sunday. This is easy. I'll just be honest. This is something that I enjoy doing. I can come in. I can prepare. I can stand up. I can talk to a wall. God gave me a big mouth, and I like to use it. But this is, it's not just here. Me being an active part of God's family, you know, goes beyond these walls. It goes beyond these chairs. It goes beyond this stage, and it does for you too. You matter to God. You matter to his family. And God desires to use you to change lives. You say, well, not me. Yes, you. Exactly where you are, exactly what you're going through, exactly in the middle of maybe what be your dysfunctional family and your dysfunctional life, God still desires to use you to change people's lives. And to me, that is cool. Your place in this family. Some of you say, well, yeah, but you know I don't feel like I'm connected. I don't feel like I'm close. Some people here kind of annoy me. They bother me. I don't really get along with this person, and I just feel really, I'm not connected. Well, then welcome to family. Honestly, welcome to family. You know, how many of you seriously get along with your spouse all the time? Raise your hand. Come on. We're perfect, ain't we, babe? How many of you get along with your kids all the time? Yeah, I heard that. Come on. You know, it's not always perfect. You know, it's not always your favorite cake with your favorite icing with candles on top. You know, seriously, I mean, it's just, come on, family's hard sometimes. It's complicated. It is trying. But you love the family. You serve the family. You give to the family for the whole purpose of growing and being connected more and more to your family. I mean, get this. If I didn't intentionally try to invest my life in my wife's life and her into my life together as a family, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And when you do this, when you love and serve the way you're supposed to, regardless of how dysfunctional it is, your family will grow. I promise you that it will grow. And because of you and what you put into your family, it becomes better. And church family is the same way. Your active part in the church family is the same thing. You matter. A few scriptures right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And it says this: you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Verse 12. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God, God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Verse 13, because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. You will be given what you need to be an active part of this family. Excuse me. You will be given what you need to be an active part of God's family. Sometimes we miss that. His provision is always perfect. Sometimes we as people, we strive for so much more of this and so much more of this. And it's got to be this and it's got to be this. And if this would happen, then I would do this. And that's just backwards. That's completely backwards thinking when it comes to our church family, really even, our actual family. You'll be given what you need, but you have to use it. Jesus said, my family is the one that hears what God says and then puts it into practice. It's about being active with that word. It's about acting upon what he tells you to do. And because you use it, people's lives will be changed. Don't forget that. So Jesus is saying, all of this stuff, those who really members of my family, you're going to listen and obey, okay? You're going to hear and you're going to do. And then they do what they're supposed to do after hearing what they're supposed to hear, and then that's being the active part, okay? So today I want to focus on two simple things for the next few minutes, and these two things are about this church family thing, and they're really easy to understand. Sometimes they're hard to do, but they're easy to understand. And if you, for some reason, don't feel like you're a part of this family here at CPC, and if you're feeling disconnected for some reason here, there are two things that you can do to help with that, and they're just really plain and blunt and simple. Number one is serve, and number two is give. And when I say give, I'm not necessarily talking about coming from your pocketbook. I'm talking serve and give. To be an active part of this family, you're going to have to serve and you're going to give. To be an active part of my family, I have to serve my family and I have to give to my family. And it has to be intentional. I know it, but then I have to do it if I want my family to grow. So the first thing is your serving matters. If you go back to verse 13 in this set of scriptures in 2 Corinthians, it says, because of the sacrifice by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God. It matters what you actively do in this church. I'm going to get personal with CPC for just a little bit. It matters what you do here. It really matters what you do here. And from the smallest thing to what some perceive as the largest thing. By the way, God doesn't put all these sizes and stuff on stuff. It's all important. Sometimes we think that this task is not as important as this task because this person's not getting to do this or I'm not getting to do it. It's all the same to God. If you are serving him, you are serving somebody else. You are. And it may be on a stage and it may be with a guitar wrapped around your neck. It may be at a door or making coffee or with kids. It might be just shaking somebody's hand. Just something as simple as that. Just a pat on the back saying, I love you. Great to see you today. That is important. It is vital. And it is an active part of serving others, serving God. And don't think it doesn't affect lives. Because I can promise you that there are people that when they walk, and as small as somebody, some people may think that this is, there are people that look for that handshake before they walk in the door, that listen for that hello before they make their first step, that are glad the coffee is made and hot. Because some people walk in here and it's their first cup, you coffee drinkers. You get up late, you rush to church, and you're waiting for that coffee to get you going. And if it wasn't there, you wouldn't be as happy, would you? Be honest. That it matters. It matters in this family, okay? The handshakes matter. The smiles matter. When the bathrooms and the floors are clean in this church, it matters. He goes, well, all I do is clean the church. That is important. And my wife will tell you that that is something that I'm pretty picky about. I don't want it to be perfect, but I want this to be a comfortable place. And part of this place being comfortable is it being clean. It's important. It is vital. It's a big part. And those of you here that do that, you matter to this family in that way. When you keep things up on the screen for people to read and watch, it affects their life. You're not back there just pushing buttons every Sunday. It's a big deal. It is an active part. It is a big part of this family. When you're investing Jesus into kids' lives as they bang on the wall like I just heard them do, let them bang. It matters. It matters. Hearing what God says and putting it into practice and being active with it, it matters. It matters. You matter. When you play and you sing and you lead worship, you matter. When you're an active part of an outreach event that we do in our church, you matter. When you send a letter or a text or an email to somebody that you're just, you know, I had God put somebody on my heart this morning. While I was in there early this morning, I had to send them, the only way I could contact them was sending them a message. Hearing God's word and then acting on that, putting it into practice, you matter. When you invite somebody to church, even when they say no, you matter. You matter. When you invest Jesus into somebody else's life, your service to this family matters. And it's all how we approach that. Because you can get up, and this could be your day to serve, and you could be like, man, I got to go stand at that door. You know what's important when you stand at those doors, by the way, gentlemen, ladies? It matters. When you shake somebody's hand and you tell them good morning and you're standing at that door where you're supposed to be standing at that door, it's not just to say you're standing at that door. It's for a purpose. It matters. When you open them doors and when you meet somebody, it matters. And you matter when you're there. Because when you're not there, you don't get a chance to matter. It's like you're losing this opportunity to invest Jesus. And it is, you know, some people, man, they annoy me. I got to get up early. Hallelujah. At least you're getting up. That's a big thing. Or maybe it's, you know, man, I get the opportunity to invest Jesus in people's life today with my smile and with my hand and with my coffee-making ability and with my finger and you know, back there pushing buttons, especially when they bring me sausage biscuits. Thank you, Brian Dean. By the way, that matters. It does. I check the calendar now to see when Ryan's coming on tech. Yeah, it matters. Something so simple as a little dollar biscuit with a piece of sausage in the middle of it makes my whole morning. It matters. Cleaning the toilet, loving on kids, all of it. Your serving matters. Number two, your giving matters. Verse 11 says, you will be made rich in every way. I want you to get this. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Some of you say, rich, right. Well, let me tell you, your definition of rich and my definition of rich and that person's definition or whatever, it may be just a little bit different because it depends on how you view the word rich. If you base your worth and your value on money, you will never, ever have enough. Get that. If you base your worth and your value and your definition of rich on your money, you will never have enough. It won't ever be enough. But the Bible says you've been made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. On every occasion that God speaks and we have the opportunity to put into big deal. God's given you what you need. We just need to be giving actively. And your giving matters, by the way. It does. I'm just going to be real for a minute. Sometimes people in church, and I'm not saying this happens in this church, but I'm just going to church. Sometimes people in church sit back, and now I am going to talk about your pocketbook for just a minute. So, oh boy, here we go. Listen, I don't preach on money very often. You guys that are here faithfully, you know this. I don't touch on this subject very often, but I got to teach on it. because it's in the Bible. I feel that we have to be, I have to be reminded. Okay, I have to, but listen, you know, sometimes there are people in church that sit back and they say, well, the lights are on, so they must have everything that they need. They're still functioning every week, so all this stuff that's needing to be done and met, you know, it's getting done. And the person next to me, I saw what they put in. They put in a check, so I'm good. And that becomes habit forming. And then I'm just going to be really honest with you. You're missing an opportunity to be a blessing and to be blessed. You're missing an opportunity to actually allow Christ to work through what he has already blessed you with, because according to God's word, what I have came from him to begin with. And I miss that opportunity when I'm not faithful. My giving matters. Your giving matters. It matters. It matters. Don't take for granted that everybody's doing exactly what God's told them to do. We should focus on what God speaks to us to do, regardless of what that is. Serving and giving, two great things, investing in your family. Once again, couples, married couples, if you're not doing those two things in your marriage, I will go as far to say that eventually your marriage will not only decline, but it will die. It takes actively investing in that relationship. Now, some days you get, you know, you feel like investing a whole lot, and it's easy, and then some days it's all you can do to get up and invest a smile, but that smile matters to your spouse. It does. It matters. I want to close this morning by sharing some things with you that I heard from a sermon by Pastor Mark Driscoll, the pastor of Mars Hill Church. By the way, Cindy, thanks for sending this link. It really spoke to my wife and I, and a lot of my thoughts have come from this today, and this whole concept. And I want to share with you a comparison that Pastor Mark shared in this story. And it's this, so just stay with me. And this is not word for word verbatim from him, but the whole concept basically is, and this really is very practical and adaptable. You know the difference between a restaurant and a family dinner? Now I want you to think about this. The difference between a family restaurant going to a restaurant and a family dinner, taking your family and going to a restaurant, okay? You go to a restaurant, you sit down, somebody takes care of everything, okay? Your table is set. You got your silverware. You know, usually the salt and pepper's on the table. You know, they take your order. They fill your cups. You drink it. They fill them again. They bring you your food. You eat it. You don't have to worry about cleaning up. You just eat, enjoy, have a good time. They keep filling the glass. They keep doing for you. They keep serving for you. And then when you're done, you just get up and you walk away. And you know, you have the right to even complain. My food was cold. It took a long time to get my food, and it wasn't any good when I got it. My server was terrible. They didn't keep my glass filled. Can I have a complaint card, please? I mean, really, all these things kind of go, you have that opportunity, you know, in that. And if you did this at home, your spouse, oh, come on, your spouse spent all day cooking, and you walk up to the kitchen table, having not invested anything in it, and you just plop yourself down. Where's my tea, baby? My glass is getting empty. Can you fill it for me? Hey, baby, my food's cold. That'd be the last meal that my wife ever cooked for me. You get done, hey, hey, would you give me some dessert? Get it yourself. It's in the fridge. That's family. You know what I mean. That's family, okay? It's what families do. You don't get up and leave your dirty dishes. Well, maybe sometimes we do. But we should do our part. We get up and we help. We invest. It's what families do. The difference between a restaurant and a family is whether or not you're actually doing something. And when it comes to church family, some people are like, you know what? I'm actually here to serve. I'm gonna pick up my trash. I'm gonna give today the way God tells me to give. I'm gonna be in a serving group. I'm gonna get connected in a connect group. I'm gonna help people. This is family. I know it's a mess. I know it's big. I know it's crazy. I don't even like it sometimes, but it is my family, so give me a chore. Give me something to do. I want to be an active part of it. But then some people are like, once again, the church. Some people are like, man, this music's too loud. That boy preaches too long. And I do sometimes, by the way. It was too hot. It was too cold. No one was at the door to shake my hand. They can give their money. And they can give their time. Can I have a complaint card, please? And see what's different is in a family, if you see a need, you meet it. But in a business, it doesn't necessarily happen that way. You don't walk into a business most of the time and say, are there any non-met needs that I can give above and beyond the cost of the meal and sacrifice so that you can go get new signage or new chairs or maybe add on because you're needing the space, or maybe so you can expand your efforts outside of your building because, you know, I want to go above and beyond the cost of the meal because I'm personally invested deeply in this restaurant. Man, they'd be like, you're crazy. But in the church, that's what it is. You walk in and it's like, where can I serve? You walk into this family, being a part of this family, you know, and if we go by what Jesus says, he says, be a hearer and then put into practice, be active. It's like, where can I serve? Where am I needed? Where can I give? This is my family. I'm a part of family. Plug me in. Give me something to do. Give me a chore. Give me a way that I can invest in this family, in knowing that when doing that, I'm investing Jesus, okay? And the truth is, if you're not plugged in, if you're not in a group, if you're not serving, if you're not connected, it's not going to feel like family. It's not. And that's not God's design. It's not his purpose. At least the scripture we read a while ago doesn't go with that. God's design is for this to be a family and for each of us to be an active part of it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to serve it. I'm going to give to it. I'm going to make it better. And I want that for you because that was what this guy named Jesus said. My family are those who hear the word of God and do it. Those who are really the family of God, the men, they're doing things. It's active. Owning the mission. Jesus actually says elsewhere in the scripture, he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So the best advice I can give is this advice that Jesus gave. Get involved in your family. Get involved. There's no way we could do any of this without each part. Those of you that serve week in and week out in this place, you matter. Those of you that give week in and week out in this place, you matter. You matter. It's not, you're not just filling a seat, filling a spot. You matter. And it matters to the family of God probably more than it matters to CPC, because you're investing in opportunities to share Jesus. Those of you who are searching for your place, serve and give. That's the serve and give. Be active in this. Get involved. Get plugged in. Don't know what to do or where to serve or what our needs are? You can ask me, but I'm about to tell you. I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to tell you as a pastor and a leader of this church where some of those are. So if nothing else, you know, sometimes, well, I don't have anything to give to that. Can you pray? That's giving something. So I can't write that big check. We can pray. If there's a need, if there's a place, if we need a whole field or this done, you can pray. You're giving something. It matters. Places that you can give right now in our church. And I'm going to start slinging some needs out right now in and through our church that you can hear and then put into practice. Last year, we had almost 67,000 people watch our service online across this world in over 40 countries. We're being faithful with what we have. Our stuff works. The camera works. We had some problems with it several months ago, but we did some upgrades and, you know, kind of worked with some things. It does fine. Are we going to continue to be faithful with that? You bet. We are. But as a team, we look at things and say, well, how can we make this better? How can we do this? And not be, listen, anything that I tell you today, it's not about being frivolous, nor is it not about being a good steward, because I believe that you have to be a good steward of what God gives you. But that's something that we need. We have some lighting needs that we need to accomplish. We need some new chairs in our Wow Kids. If anybody would like to go back and look at the chairs, they've been with us since day one, first service. And kids are kids. It's family. Some of them's ripped apart. Padding showing. Padding gone. The covering gone. You say, well, they're just kids. Yeah, they're kids and they're important. It's important. And that's not that big of a deal, but it's just a need. We need new chairs in our Wow Kids. We need a church van. And Lee and Chelsea Maggard would say, amen. Amen. You know why we do? And not just for our kids. You know, this week, they took a bunch up, you know, to a big concert, Winter Jam up in Springfield. There's other events, even adults that do things. You know, it's a need that we have. I'll just be honest. It's I'm just throwing them out there. We need an ice machine. And the people in the cafe would say, amen. Just saying. I'm just church sign. Say, what? Well, we do pretty good without a sign. I know we do. I'm just throwing, we have a wish list, by the way. Expanding this sanctuary. Now, we went to two services for a while, and we did what we have to do. And I'm going to tell you something. If we continue to grow, you know, we went back. The reason that I made that decision here several months ago was a very important one. It was because of you. Those of you that served week in and week out, I could tell you were getting tired. I could tell. I watched you. I watched your service. I watched your heart. I watched your dedication, and I could see it. And the last thing I want you to do is burn out, because when you burn out, you'll not only quit ministry, you'll quit church, you'll stay home. That's not important to me. And as you look, you can see, well, we've got chairs empty, Pastor Ron. Yeah, we do this week. But four out of the last 6 weeks, we've been to capacity. So we'll go back to two services. Well, that's a thought. Probably is going to happen. We're going to do what we have to do at some particular point in time. We function better as a family for some reason. We just do. Our mortgage is still a mortgage. It's a good one. By the way, I'm still praying that there'll be somebody that pays that off someday. If you want to know how much is owed, you come see me after church. I'll tell you. I'm just being honest. Why not? I hear awesome stories about God using people like that. People think, well, that's people being faithful. I would love to take this building and go that way. Someday. I'm praying and believing. Why not? Our missionaries. You know that we support the Warrens. Your change. We keep our change. We put it in this jar and it goes to Saipan. But Jason and Annie are our only missionaries. In fact, his Uncle Phil and his family are with them in Saipan. We've got missionaries in the Philippines. We just sent the Stead family to Honduras, the Faith Home, which is an orphanage in Honduras that our movement denomination supports. They just left this week doing some really cool stuff. Like I said, several in the Philippines, Hong Kong, China. There are needs. Let me tell you what we give, just so you know. We give $50 a month to Jason and Annie. It's 50 bucks a month. Some of it comes from this change. And then everything above and beyond that comes from our candy jar, by the way, it's over there in the cafe, that all goes to missions. None of that stays here. Great way to invest. National missions. We have a new church plant about to launch in Cooksville, Tennessee. Now, through your giving, you're supporting that church plant already. There's things you can do to pour into our community. Invest Jesus. By the way, just being upfront and honest, and can I just say this, and this is just me as your pastor, and I just like, you know, we missed church last week because of the weather. Things didn't stop here because we missed church. We had to keep doing what we were doing. I would just challenge you today. This is just me, and it's not whatever. Don't lose a blessing by not giving what you were supposed to give last week today, too. So I gave today. Yeah, I know. Places to serve right now. Right back there. It's not that hard to be back there, is it, Wade? You got some great people teaching you. We have needs right back there. We have needs of people standing in the parking lot with big Rick Baker and Vernon, shaking hands with a big smile. We have needs at these doors right here, greeting people, being friendly. If you can be friendly, you can do that. We have big needs on the other side of those walls right there. Big needs. Especially if we're sitting here talking about having to grow and expand. It would be really hard to accomplish some things without that right there. We got needs back there. We got needs everywhere in this church. Places to serve and get actively involved. Cleaning, kitchen, cafe. We're also going to be starting some community projects here in just a few weeks. And I'm talking getting hands-on into our community. I told you earlier that outreach was our word for the year. And as I've studied about outreach and I've looked at our great example of Jesus, he had a couple of big events when you look at him. The Sermon on the Mount, you know, just bunches and bunches of people. When he fed the 5,000 and did that miracle, big, huge event. Most of the time when Jesus did outreach, he went into people's communities and he was hands-on. He was face-to-face and he helped them. He loved on them and he met their needs. And we want to be that in our community, helping other churches in our community, partnering alongside of them in our community, helping other communities, being the hands and feet of Jesus, being an active part of this family. And you matter to that. You matter. You have a lot to offer. Jesus is the head of the family, the church. He set the example. He came not to be served, but to serve. And he gave everything that he had. And to truly get this family thing right, we need to follow that example. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Thank you for your patience. I had to get all of this out before I could move forward next week. Thank you for being attentive and staying with me. This whole family thing begins with Christ. This whole family thing of being a part of God's family, it begins with Jesus. There is no other way to start it, and it's the only way to end it. And if you're here today and you're not yet, you can't say today, well, I'm not a part of that family. Well, you can be, and it's really simple. All you got to do is ask to be. And it's a simple thing that just says, Jesus, you know, here I am, and you know, I don't want to do life alone. I've messed up, and I've made some choices that probably weren't the right things. I've kind of gotten myself into this place where I just feel like I need more, and you're the answer. And if you're here today, every head bowed and every eye closed, and you can say that part of that feeling you have inside of you right now, would you just raise your hand and wave at me and say, yeah, that's me. And I just got to know before I go any farther. Anybody here? Okay. Then the next step, I handed some cards to some gentlemen today, and at this particular point in time, if you would, feel released, if you would get up from where you are and help me out and just begin to pass these cards. Now these cards, you're going to look at them and go, next steps, and we kind of use them for a couple of other things, you know, at different points and times, but today I want to use them specifically. These guys are going to pass them out. Boy, we'll pick them up here in just a little bit and do some things here, but get this, we're going to hand these cards out. There's plenty of space on here to fill these out and to stay, you know, you got plenty. If you want more info, if you know of a specific place that I've mentioned that you would like to serve, if you would like to be a part of our outreach ministry that's coming up, this is an important one because of what this will entail, is especially with your cell number, because it may be a moment's notice. It may be a situation where something has happened or a storm has went through and there's tons of stuff, you know, in people's yards, and we can say, hey, we're going to go invest in our community by just randomly going and helping people clean their yards. And that'll be a moment's click notice, a text, a phone call, an email, something that you can do. And if you would like to be a part of that, we want to know it. Because we want to make sure that you get plugged in. Some of these would be, you know, for immediate needs, and some of them planned as well. If God leads you to give generously above and beyond your tithe and offering today, then I want you to do that right now. If God is speaking to you in that moment about that particular thing, then here in a moment, because we're going to collect all these cards and actually we're going to pass in baskets again. And if God speaks to you to do that, then you do it right then. If God kind of talked to you and maybe, you know, last week's, you still have it, and you know, and you want to, you know, get in on that blessing, this is a great time, you know, here in just a second to be a part of that. If you're not plugged into a connect group and you want to be, or at least have more information on it, then write that on that card. Let us know. We want you connected. It's not just, you know, we're getting together and we're growing as disciples and followers of Christ. You're growing in relationships with other people. Okay, it's an important big thing. Take a minute. Does everybody have a card? Anybody not have a card? If you don't, raise your hand. If you need a pen, steal the one from your neighbor. No, I'm just joking. If you need a pen, wave at me, and I'll have the guys run and get you a pen, okay? You know, if not, everybody's cool. Take a moment for just a second as we worship and pray and fill these out. We will contact you. You matter. It's time to take a big step up in our in the activity part of our family. Those of you who are already active, once again, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. We couldn't do it without you, but I'm going to challenge you right now to pray and ask God, what is the next step that you can take in this activity, in this journey, in your part of this family? You're vital, but we can always do more. Please pray about it. What you can do in your serving and your giving. Those of you searching, I'm going to challenge you to take a step of faith. Start serving, start giving, and trusting God. Listen and act. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for speaking. God, I just pray today, God, that we'll listen and that we'll hear. And God, that we'll be obedient. Thank you for your word. God, may we hear it. And God, may we act upon it.